This is an All Ears English podcast. Connect over hurt feelings in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you get hurt, either emotionally or physically, what exactly can you say in English? Today, get four ways to say that you're hurt in English to build better relationships.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you today?
I'm great, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Glad to be on the microphone. All good. What are we talking about on the show today?
I have a question to start us out. When's the last time you were hurt?
Oh, well, I had some pain. I had a cut on my face recently, a few weeks ago, on my eye, actually. And that really hurt, actually. It really stung.
Yeah, that sounds really painful. Before too. I feel like anything, you have a lot of nerve endings in your face, right? So that would hurt a lot.
For sure. And in your scalp and that sort of thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm curious, what would change if instead I asked, when's the last time you felt hurt?
That would probably be more about an emotional pain, right? Because the fact that you use the word felt points more to the feelings inside, not so much the cuts and scrapes and bruises, right, Aubrey?
Right, exactly. There's a big difference between I am hurt and I feel hurt. Mm-hmm. This question came up in our Q&A. Tracy brought it up. It was a great question about all the ways we use hurt in English. So we're going to dive into these today. Really interesting. It was a great conversation. I'm excited to talk about it here.
Yeah, I bet it was. And just a reminder for our listeners, what is Q&A? Well, that is a special feature only available for students who purchase our courses, but not just our courses, those who choose the personal coach plan in our courses get a chance to attend the weekly Q&A where they can bring questions from their course and have them answered directly. So just keep that in mind, listeners. The next time you join one of our courses, join the personal coach plan to get in.
Yes, it's an amazing weekly class. Everyone brings really interesting questions. It's usually a pretty small group and a great conversation. So
really good.
If you're not in there, you are missing out.
Yeah, really good opportunity. So, all right, so let's get into it, Aubrey. Where shall we start today?
Yeah, so we're going to start with just I'm hurt, like you were saying. You were hurt because you had like a cut on your face. Right. And this means physical injury or pain, right? Mm-hmm. So you can say I'm hurt or I'm in pain.
Yeah.
And here we're talking about physical injury.
Yeah, what I usually say is I got hurt. I'll talk about it in the past tense. I got hurt last week when I fell while skiing and, you know, bumped my knee, something like that.
Yes, definitely, right? Yeah. Because if we say I am hurt or I am in pain, it's almost like you're describing it to a doctor more,
exactly,
right? Describing your pain.
Thinking.
If you're going to tell someone you're injured, we'd say I got hurt when something happened.
When we said those two phrases, I imagined walking into the ER or something, right?
I've heard I'm in pain. Someone help me.
Yes, exactly. Yes, hopefully not. Here's an example. Oh no, I'm hurt. I rolled my ankle.
Yeah. So, and this is where I'm imagining like you're playing volleyball and you fall, right? And I think you're right. I still would maybe say I got hurt.
Yeah.
Here. I got hurt. I rolled my ankle.
Yeah. But I think you're right.
You could say it would make sense to say, you know, oh no, I'm hurt.
You can. It's grammatically correct. It doesn't feel super natural to me to say I'm hurt, right? Oh no, I got hurt, or ooh, that hurts. Oh, more like that hurts. right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that hurts.
This hurts. That hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then you could ask someone, you know, are you hurt? Or how bad does it hurt if someone else has clearly been injured and you're trying to assess how serious it is?
Yes, I like that. All right, now let's flip over to the emotional side of things. And this is what you asked at the top of the show, right? I feel hurt.
Yeah, emotional pain, maybe disappointment or sadness. Interestingly, we don't use this for anger, right? Mm. We wouldn't say I'm hurt by what this person did. If we're feeling angry, we'd say I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated.
Yes, exactly. So for example, I wish you hadn't said that. You hurt me. Right.
Yeah. Yes. And this is you're not saying I'm angry. You're saying I feel disappointed or saddened.
Yeah. Maybe kind of a disagreement you're having with your spouse, for example, something like that.
Yeah. A close friend. Right. Mm-hmm. If they, you know, maybe lie to you or say something negative, they tell you you don't look good in your jeans, something like that, that could hurt your feelings. Right. It just makes you feel bad.
Yeah, of course. What's another example, Aubrey?
Yeah, it really hurt when he said he didn't want to be my friend. My son said this to me not long ago, because kids are so honest and sometimes they don't realize how something will hurt feelings. I say, oh, you want to be my friend? No, thanks. That hurts.
No, thanks. Oh my God, that's so cute. that's true. I don't know at what age they develop. I guess they develop it over time, right? But that level of empathy to really understand the impact of their words. So we can't take it too seriously.
Age might be different for every kid, right? The parents, they're saying like, okay, let's be nice. Think about how you would feel if someone said that to you, right?
I mean, even my niece is still, she's 11 now and she's still incredibly blunt. Like she used to say she loved my hair. And now that my hair is not like the style that everyone's wearing, the center part.
Yeah.
Now when I see her, she'll be like, I hate your hair.
Oh no. She's like, your hair is so outdated, Aunt Lindsay. That's really funny.
You need to fix your hair.
She'll like, just tell you like
it
is.
Following trends, you know.
That's so really funny.
Yeah.
And so you might say to her, you know, oh, that hurt my feelings. I often tell my kids, like, just don't comment on someone's physical appearance, you know, because it's likely to hurt someone's feelings.
Yes, I like that. I should start saying that to her when she says that, because she needs to know by 11. Right. Hey, these things can be hurtful. I like my hair. Okay.
My feelings. Totally.
All right. Next one. It hurts, right? So this is something is causing physical or emotional pain. For example, my back hurts, right?
Exactly. Or it hurts to be rejected, right? So this is for both physical and emotional pain. When we're just describing it as a state, we'll just say it hurts, something hurts. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And now the next one is an idiom. So now we can get into, for example, on the IELTS exam, maybe this could be good in part three. What do you think, Aubrey?
Absolutely, right? You have to use idiomatic language on IELTS, but also in your daily conversations, idioms make language so much more interesting. And this is a fun one. It's in a world of hurt.
Yes.
So this means that someone is in trouble or facing serious consequences. Mm-hmm. My dad said this to me a lot. He'd say, you will be in a world of hurt if you don't get your chores done, for example.
Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
I knew that. It wasn't like he was physically going to hurt me. He was he meant was there will be consequences.
Oh, that's kind of a cool trademark for your dad, right? All of our parents have their own little language trademarks. I love that. So if I miss this deadline, I'll be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, we might say that at work, right? And all we mean, we're not talking about physical or emotional pain here.
Right.
We're meaning that I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have some kind of consequence if I don't do this.
Or maybe you're just going to be extremely stressed out, or you know, you don't prepare the presentation, I'll be in a world of hurt right before, because I'll be stressed up to my eyeballs, you know?
Exactly. This is super useful. You can use this in daily conversations or at work. It just means I'm going to regret it.
Yes. And what else, Aubrey? We have one more. Oh, this is the one your dad said.
The one
say,
my
right?
dad said. Yeah. I pulled the second example here first. And you will hear, I think, parents say this to kids, right?
Yeah.
It's just a way of saying, like, there will be consequences for your actions. You'll be in a world of hurt if you don't do that.
Interesting. I love that. As a busy entrepreneur, I need reliable team members who have specific skills. And when I'm hiring, I want qualified candidates applying for the job fast. One of the best things about Indeed is that it streamlines hiring to make it fast, because it allows you to look for very specific skills when you post your job. As we gear up to expand our team this spring, I plan to use Indeed. So if you're in charge of hiring at your company, stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, go to Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. Okay, Aubrey, let's jump into a role play. And by the way, I was chatting with one student at our Open Conversation Club this morning, and she said she loves our role plays. So I think we are on the right track with these All Ears English role plays here.
They're so fun. I love thinking of all the different scenarios like this one. You are a doctor and I have come in with a hurt arm.
Okay, good. I like this. Okay. All right, here we go. Ooh, that looks like it hurts. Now, how did it happen?
Yeah, I heard it when I slipped and fell on some ice in a parking lot.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt?
Maybe 6. It feels numb now more than anything.
Well, hopefully you're not left-handed or you'll be in a world of hurt. Well, that's not very sensitive to say.
Not the best bedside manner, no. Lindsay. Work on that.
I need to work on my bedside manner. Absolutely. So here we go. We broke it down. So you came in and you had a broken arm, right? And I said, ooh, that looks like it hurts. That's a common chunk for sure.
Exactly, right? Just meaning like that looks like it's painful is what this means. And interestingly, in the role play description, I've come in with a hurt arm. This is where we use it as an adjective. This is another meaning, right? I have a hurt arm, and there it's an adjective instead of a verb like most of these.
Right. Nice. Okay. And then what it now used it as a verb here. What did you say?
Yeah, I hurt it when I slipped and fell. So this is the same meaning as injured. I injured it. I hurt it.
Yep, I heard it when I, and usually we bring those together pronunciation-wise, right? I heard it when I slipped and fell. It almost sounds like one word sometimes.
Exactly. And just like you pointed out, we'll often say, I got hurt, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got hurt when I slipped and fell. We'll also say this, I hurt it.
Yeah.
I broke it. All right. But this is where I don't know it's broken. So I'll just say, I hurt it.
Yeah. If you want to focus on the arm itself, I hurt it instead of I got hurt when I slipped and fell. Right.
Exactly.
And then I'm asking you on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt? Right? Where's your pain?
Meaning what's your pain level? How much does it hurt? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you said this one that we said was not very good bedside manner to say, hopefully, because it's clearly my left arm that's injured.
Yeah. Oh,
hopefully you're not left-handed or you'll be in a world of hurt, meaning that's going to be, it's going to be hard to write. It's going to be hard to do some of your actions because the doctor's probably looking at it and can tell maybe it's broken. It's clearly a very serious injury.
Yeah, it's hard. I remember in college in my tennis practice once, one day I played college tennis practice, broke my wrist, or it was a hairline fracture and everything was so hard to do. Brushing my hair, getting dressed, everything was so difficult for a good, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Did you have a brace that you wore on it?
Yeah, I had it wasn't a cast, but it was a brace. Yeah. Yeah. You just like all the ways you use your hands, right? To get ready and everything.
It makes you really appreciate, I have a good friend whose daughter has limb differences and it's amazing all of the technology that has come out to help. And, but it's just amazing how a lot of people are able to live with a difference like that. And we struggle so much just with a couple of weeks of having to.
I know, very impressive. Absolutely. So Aubrey, what's another episode that we could go to check out?
Yeah, we want to make sure that you don't miss a recent episode of the Business English Podcast 379, Why You Should Not Hem and Haw at Work. Mm-hmm. This is some more fun idiomatic language and also some good tips if you work in English.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're not following the Business English Podcast, that's a whole other podcast and it's equally amazing. So go over and open your search bar, type in Business English, hit the follow button and check out 379. All right.
Good. And as a takeaway, what a great way to connect if you are feeling either physical or emotional pain, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need to hide it. It's okay to, I talk to my kids about this a lot, right? It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to cry.
Yes.
You know, be vulnerable about your emotional or physical pain.
It's so true. I mean, it can make you become closer to people. It can make people know you better, know what you actually care about. So now our listeners have the words to do it. Right.
Especially if like a friend hurt your feelings, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't want to bottle that up and then resent them, right?
Right.
Now you have the vocabulary to express that and communicate about it.
I love it. Good stuff. Aubrey, thanks for being on the show. I'll see you soon.
Awesome. See you next time.
All right. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Looking to transform your business through better HR and payroll? Meet Paycor, the powerhouse solution that empowers leaders to drive results. From recruiting and development to payroll and analytics, Paycor connects you with the people, data, and expertise you need to succeed. Their innovative platform helps you make smarter decisions about your most valuable asset, your people. Ready to become a better leader? Visit paycor.com/leaders to learn more. That's paycor.com/leaders.